On Sunday, three experienced skiers were killed by an avalanche in Washington state. They were with a group of 13 skiers in the backcountry just outside the resort area known as Stevens Pass. Pro skier Elise Sogsted, one of the survivors, told NBC's Today Show that, to survive, she used an avalanche safety device.
Don't get me wrong, it's not like you're taking an inner tube ride down some snowy field. You definitely are in the avalanche, and it feels like you're in like a washing machine, and you're being flipped and tumbled, and it's white the entire way. It's very scary.
To find out more about these devices, we turn to Doug Abermite. He's former director of the Forest Service's National Avalanche Center. Welcome, Doug.
Thank you.
We just heard from a skier, Elise Sogsted, who believes she was saved by this device. Explain to us what it looks like and how it works.
They're like airbags in a car, and skiers and snowboarders wear them on their back. They're an integral part of their backpack. And if a person gets caught in an avalanche, it's got a ripcord like a skydiver has a ripcord for his parachute. And they pull that, and then it inflates this airbag that goes around the person's head, which protects their head and their neck. And then it provides flotation so the person stays on top of the avalanche debris. Then they can just ride down on the avalanche, and 9 times out of 10, they're on the surface of the avalanche debris when it comes to rest.
How new is this technology, and how widespread is its use?
It's actually been around for quite a while in Europe. In the U.S., it's relatively new, and I would say the past 2 to 3 years, you know, it's become more and more popular, and so the airbags are widely available.
Doug, can you talk a little bit about whether or not this has a high rate of survival? I mean, do these devices make a huge difference?
Well, I think that airbags definitely have a high rate of survival. I mean, they've worked extremely well in Europe, and definitely, you know, at first glance, they're working very well in the U.S., but they are an imperfect panacea. I mean, because once a person pulls the ripcord and inflates their air device, that person is going to go exactly where the avalanche goes. If the avalanche goes over a cliff, the person's going to go over a cliff. If the avalanche hits a tree, the person's going to hit a tree. So they're definitely a valuable device to carry and to use, but like I said, they're an imperfect panacea.
That's Doug Abermite. He's the former director of the Forest Service's National Avalanche Center. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.